百坤凯之音服务员于明听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年9月26日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了来的 Chiran Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经 ，Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai
Gaura
Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple.
今天我们继续来学习永恒的且贪念经 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十二章兴起 Gundicha 神庙
Today we will begin the second part of this chapter.
今天我们从这一章的第二个部分开始讲起
After discussing at length the situation with King Pratapa Rudra.
前面我们花了比较长的时间详细的介绍了和 Pataparuja 王有关的逍遥时光。
We discuss how for some individuals receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not so easy.
那我们前面给大家讲到对于某一些人来说要接受到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈并不是轻而易举的。
Sometimes the Lord likes to make examples out of individuals.
有的时候呢主他会拿某一个个体来做一个榜样。
Because there is variety in relationships.
因为关系是多种多样的。
And there are many ways to grow in spiritual life.
在灵性的生活中，一个人的成长也是千姿百态的。
But what we need to remember and learn from these pastimes is that the process of Krishna consciousness requires a clean heart.
那么从这个逍遥时光当中，我们需要记住的，也应当去学习的，就是一个人如果想在Krishna 知觉中得到成长必须要有一颗纯净的心
And we mean by that that the clean heart is a heart by which we can make room unreservedly for Krishna to be in
那我们说到这个纯净的心就意味着我们要毫无保留地在我们的心中留出一个空间让 Krishna 进驻到我们的心中
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the heart to be like a mirror.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？他把心比喻成一面镜子。
And he expresses this in his first verse of the Shikshastakam.
在他的八训规的第一个十节当中，他就谈到了这一点。
When he says, "Chito darpana marjanam mahabhava devagni nirvapanam." He explains that the mirror of the heart, which is like the mirror of the mind, must be cleansed in order to receive the pure holy name of Krishna.
那么在第一个世界中他讲到一个人的心就好像一面镜子我们必须要擦净今年的心境上的这个积尘才能够全然的接受到圣灵的甘露。
So in the case of the king, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gradually preparing him for the ultimate meeting.
那么我们可以看到，就拿 Pratapuruja 王的例子而言，其实主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在帮助他一步一步的做好准备，那在为他们两人最终的相见做好了准备。
The heart must be clean from all unwanted material desires.
我们应当把我们内心当中那些不好的、那些物质的欲望都清除掉。
No lamentation, no hankering.
没有过多的物质的痛苦，也没有过多的世俗的渴求。
No greed.
没有贪婪。
No lust.
没有色欲。
No anger.
没有愤怒。
No envy.
没有嫉妒。
No jealousy.
没有妒忌。
No resentment.
也没有憎恨，或者说后悔。
Srila Prabhupada explains that to enter the spiritual realm, it is not possible to enter with 99% purity. One must enter with 100% purity.
Srila Prabhupada 说，一个人要进入到灵性的这个世界，必须要有100%的洁净的心灵，哪怕是99%都不可以。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Is going to demonstrate in very simple way how a devotee should clean the heart.
那么在这里呢，接下来要讲到的就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以身作则，交给受条件限制的灵魂，怎么样去擦拭清洁自己的心。
And the pastime which is going to unfold is also one of the different aspects of the Ratha Yatra festivals.
那么在接下来要讲到的就是 Ratha Yatra 弹车节的一个部分。
Which ultimately will lead to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving his audience to the king.
那么在这个呢，他随着这个逍遥时光的进展，那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就允许这个国王见到了他。
But for now, the king has received more than he could ever expect to make him hope for that day to come.
那这个国王他现在所接收从主持他那马哈帕布那里获得的这一切已经远远的超出了他的想象，那么他对于这一天的到来充满着期盼的心情。
He received Lord Chaitanya's garment.
首先他得到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的衣袍。
Which is none different than Lord Chaitanya.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的衣服和他本人是没有什么分别的。
And his own son has received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
而且他本人的儿子也得到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈。
So now the preparation for theRatha Yatra festival is coming.
那么现在呢，奉献者们一起在为 Ratha Yatra, 也就是弹车节的到来做准备。
This Ratha Yatra festival is the time for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to display in full view the feelings of Srimati Radharani for Krishna.
那么就是在这样的弹车节 Ratha Yatra 上，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 全面的展示了 Radharani 对于 Krishna 的那一种非常深厚的情感。
It is like doing a full circle of Lord Krishna leaving Vrindavan and then finally returning to Vrindavan.
那么就好像是完全的演绎了主 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 最后又返回 Vrindavan 的那个情景。
So Krishna left Vrindavan 5,000 years ago.
5,000年之前主 Krishna 离开了 Vrindavan.
And now he returns.
那现在他终于返回了 Vrindavan.
Through the expression of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
通过主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的爱。
So this Ratha Yatra festival, which has been taking place for thousands of years in Puri,
那么这个 Ratha Yatra 弹车节的这个节日的传统，在 Puri 已经沿袭了有几千年之久。
Has never had its full meaning and its full potency until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
但是只是在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到 Puri 的时候，这个 Ratha Yatra 才完全展示了它的原本的这个意义。
Up until the arrival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, the Ratha Yatra festival was a wonderful traditional cultural festival in Puri, full of rituals, but no bhava, no expression of pure bhakti.
那么也没有完全展示 Ratha Yatra 原本应有的这个力量，也就是说在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到 Puri 来带领大家举行这个弹车节之前， Ratha Yatra 只不过是一种古已有之的一种传统，那么在这个传统上呢，充满着各种各样的仪式，繁复的这种仪式，那么但是呢却没有 Bhava， 也就是对 Krishna 对至尊主的一种纯粹的爱。
So Lord Chaitanya wants this festival to be celebrated very nicely.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，希望这个盛大的节日能够得到完美的举行。
And that's the meaning of having festivals in Krishna consciousness.
那么在 Krishna 知觉当中举行节日就是这样的一个意义。
We have on our Vaishnav calendar a number of major celebrations during the year.
在我们的 Vaishnava 日历的一年之中，我们有很多主要的节日，奉献者们在一起庆祝。
Some of which are Gaura Purnima.
比如说有 Gaura Purnima， 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现日。
Or Narasimha Chaturdasi.
或者 Narasimha Chaturdasi， 也主 Narasimha Dev 的显现日。
Or Julan Yatra, the swing festival.
或者是 Julan Yatra, 秋千节。
Or Balaram's appearance day.
或者像 Balaram 的显现日。
Or Janmashtami.
还有 Janmashtami Krishna 的显现日。
The appearance of the spiritual master.
还有这些灵性导师的显现日。
Recently, we celebrated Sri Radhastami.
最近呢，我们也庆祝了 Radhastami, Srimati Radharani 的显现日。
And soon we will celebrate Govardhan Puja.
很快呢，这个 Govardhan Puja, 高瓦丹山节就将来临。
And the Ratha Yatra festival is one of those festivals.
Ratha Yatra 弹车节也是所有的这些最主要的节日中的一个。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in one song, Madhavatiti Janami Janani. It means that these great festivals, just like we celebrate Ekadashi, but also major festival like Janmashtami, they are considered to be the mother of devotion.
那么巴基林拉塔库尔在他的一首歌中说，他说这些节日啊，就好比我们在庆祝的 Ekadasi， 这样的艾卡达西日，或者是像 Janmashtami， 主 Krishna 的显现日一样，这些节日就是被称为奉爱之母 ，Bhakti 之母。
And therefore, these festivals should not just be taken for granted or taken lightly.
所以呢？就是不要对这些节日就是想当然的去过，然后呢就是有一种比较轻慢的忽略的态度。
They should be planned ahead of time.
应当是在提前就做好精心的准备。
They should be organized very nicely.
而且呢很好的组织起来。
They should be celebrated with great opulence.
而且呢，应当要把这个节日过得非常美，非常的隆重。
And devotees should be prepared. They should be encouraged to engage in those festivals.
但是也应当鼓励奉献者们参与到这个节日之中来。
These are not occasions to have fun and socialize and have a good time.
这样的节日呢，并不是大家在一起开心一下而已。
These are a time to enter into deep meditation.
或者说大家社交一下，这样的一个节日呢，是为了帮助大家能够进入到更深的冥想之中。
And deep meditation means to engage body, mind, senses, and everything we can have around us in Krishna's service.
那么什么叫做很深的这个冥想呢？意味着就是我们把我们的躯体、我们的心意和感官都全面的运用到对 Krishna 的奉献服务之中。
We see, for example, in all our ISKCON temples around the world, every year for Janmashtami and Radhashtami, the temple decoration is just outstanding.
那我们也可以看到在世界各地的神庙之中，当这个 Radhashtami, Radharani 显现日，还有 Janmashtami Krishna 显现日的时候，整个就是这个庙宇都装饰的无比的美丽。
The devotees prepare months ahead of time.
那么因为是奉献者们在这个几个月之前就已经做出了非常精心的安排，所以呢，才有这样的一种最好的效果。
And those who participate and those who are present in those festivals are very deeply marked.
然后呢，参加节日的人，参与到节日的服务之中的人呢，都有一种刻骨铭心的记忆。
Of course, in China, we don't have the facilities for having such grand festivals.
当然了，就是在我们的中国，我们可能没有条件能够举行如此盛大的节日。
But we should still celebrate those festivals very nicely.
但是我们还是要尽我们的能力把这个节日过好。
And we have to learn how to do this.
而且我们也要知道应该怎么样去过这些节日。
So one of the aspects of celebrating the Ratha Yatra festival is for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to wash the temple known as Gundicha.
那么在对这个 Ratha Yatra 节日的准备的过程当中，其中有一个部分就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 带领着大家一起去清洗 Gundicha 神庙。
To receive Lord Jagannath very nicely.
这样呢，能够非常好的迎接主 Jagannath 的到来。
So Lord Chaitanya will call for the pujari who is in charge of the Jagannath temple.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就把负责这个主管Jagannath 神庙的这些 pujari 们，他把他们都召集起来。
He will call for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
他也请来了 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
And he will call for Kashimishwa, who is the host of the house where Lord Chaitanya resides.
而且也请来了 Kashimishwa. 那 Kashimishwa 呢，就是在家中招待了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So he is.Putting forward this idea that he wants to clean the temple of Gundicha.
那么他就对他们讲了他的这个想法，就是说呢，想全面的清洗一下 Gundicha 神庙。
So Prabhupada explained the Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple.
那么就是释迦牟尼佛在要旨中说到 Gundicha。庙宇是在这个 Jagannath 神庙东北2英里处。
So when devotees celebrate Ratha Yatra festivals around the world, they take the carts of Lord Jagannath around different blocks in the city and then return.
那么在世界各地，当奉献者们举行这个 Ratha Yatra 弹车节的时候，他们会拉着 主家在哪呢？安坐的这个坛车，然后呢，就是绕到这个街区不同的这个街区，然后呢，这样的一个游行，然后再回到出发地。
But the original celebration is that Lord Jagannath leaves the temple and then parades down the main road of Puri, and 2 miles down.Arrives at the Gundicha temple.
那最原本的这个坛车节 Radha Yatra 在 Puri 呢是这样子庆祝的，就是主 Jagannath 离开了他所在的 Jagannath 神庙，上了这个坛车，然后呢，这个坛车就会被奉献者拉着从这个 Jagannath 神庙穿过啊，就是Puri Jagannath Puri 的最主要的街道，一路的巡游，一直到东北两英里以外的 Gundicha 庙。
Then Lord Jagannath stays at the Gundicha temple for 1 week and then returns back to the Jagannath temple.
然后这样呢，主 Jagannath 他就在这个 Gundicha 庙里呢，要停留一个星期，然后呢，再被送回到 Jagannath 神庙。
So the name Gundicha came from the name of the wife of King Indrajumna, who established originally this temple.
那么 Gundicha 的这个名字，它是来自于最早建立起 Jagannath 神庙的国王 Indrajumna 的妻子，就是这个王后。
So the devotees were very happy to hear of this proposal, and they were very happy to help.
那当奉献者听到主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个建议的时候，都感到非常的激动，所以呢，都纷纷表示要参与，要帮助 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
But some said that this cleaning of the temple is not befitting for the Lord. It's a dirty work.
但是呢，有一些奉献者提出说，去清洗或者给这个庙宇的这个大扫除呢。就是是一个脏活，不太适合主亲自去做。
But if Lord Chaitanya wants to engage in cleaning the temple, then they will consider this one of the Lord's pastimes.
那是呢，如果是主想去亲自的去清洗扫除Gundicha庙的话，那么他们也愿意把它当成是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的重要的逍遥时光。
But they explained that to wash the temple, they will need many water pots and many broom.
但他们说，如果要把这个庙上上下下都扫除干净，那必须要很多很多的水罐和笤帚。
So they arranged, because there are hundreds of devotees, they arranged hundreds of clay pots, and they arranged hundreds of brooms. And normally those brooms are handheld brooms.You know?
那么就是因为参与的这个奉献者有几百个，所以他们呢就准备了几百个水罐，几百把笤帚。那那种笤帚就是我们在圣地看到的那种细长的用手拿着扫的那种笤帚。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not waste any time. The next morning, he gathered all the devotees.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，一刻都没有耽搁。第二天早上就把所有的奉献者都召集到了一处。
And to mark the beginning of the cleaning, he greeted the devotees with sandalwood pulp that he placed on their foreheads.
那么就是作为这个清洗拱地禅庙的这个部分的一个正式的启动，就好像揭幕仪式一样，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就用这个檀香浆给每一个奉献者的身上呢都把它抹上了。
You often see Prabhupada with his forehead covered.In this sandalwood pulp.
那我们经常在照片里看到 Srila Prabhupada 的这个额头上也抹满了檀香浆，就是那种黄色的浆液。
Which is meant to cool from the heat of the summer.
那么这个是在夏天的时候涂上这个檀香浆之后就有清凉的作用。
Then Lord Chaitanya gave each devotee a broom.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就给每一个奉献者分了一把笤帚。
And he said, let's go.
然后他说，我们出发吧。
So, what they did was very, very systematic.
他们的整个大扫除的这个过程是非常有系统的。
First, they cleaned the inside of the temple, including the ceilings,and the walls and the floor.
那么是非常的有条不紊。首先他们是用笤帚先把这个庙里的这个天花板然后墙面还有地面的灰尘都扫除干净。
Then they remove the altar and they clean everything underneath and all around the altar and then they put the altar back together.
然后他们先把这个神坛给它挪开然后把神坛下面还有周围的那些灰尘也都把它清洗干净然后呢再把这个神坛挪回到原位上
They swept the entire temple building the small, the big room then in between the rooms in between the temple and then the kirtan hall
然后他们又把这个庙里的这个大大小小的这个建筑内里里外外还有庙宇和庙宇之间的那些夹缝啊那些小道上的都进行了一个彻底的清扫
So all the devotees were engaging cleaning with the broom
那所有的这些奉献者都拿着笤帚在大扫除
And Lord Chaitanya was giving instructions to everyone how they should clean
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就交给每一个奉献者应当怎么样去扫
And while he was cleaning, Lord Chaitanya was chanting Hare Krishna because he was so happy.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一边在这样大扫除的时候一边就唱起了唱起了主的圣名因为他的内心太喜悦了。
And of course, the devotees, when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaning and chanting, they all started doing the cleaning and chanting. It was a huge kirtan going on while they were cleaning the temple.
那么奉献者呢听到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一边扫地一边唱诵也都跟随着他于是很快呢这个 kirtan 声呢就四处的响起大家都在投入到这个 kirtan 之中。
And Lord Chaitanya looked very beautiful because he has a golden complexion, but this time that golden complexion was covered of dust and dirt.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身形非常的俊美他是泛着一种金黄色光彩熠熠。那么但是这一次呢他的身上却沾满了尘土。
And even more beautiful because while he was engaged in cleaning, the Lord began to shed tears.
而且更美的就是当他在进行这个清扫的时候他的眼睛中流下了眼泪
And sometimes he would even wash with his own tears
有的时候他就用他自己的泪水来清洗自己身上的尘土
So we may wonder why is Lord Chaitanya crying while he's cleaning the temple
所以我们可能会不明白为什么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一边在做清扫一边会流下眼泪呢
And the answer is that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani.
那么我们的这个答案就是说因为这个时候主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在这个 Radharani 的心态里。
The temple of Lord Jagannath is none different than Dwarka.
那么主 Jagannath 的这个庙呢它就是好比是 Dwarka。
And Gundicha is none different than Vrindavan.
Gundicha 呢就好比是 Vrindavan.
So Radharani is so happy thinking my Lord is coming home.
所以呢 Radharani 呢他就想着主很快就要回家了所以就激动地流下了眼泪。
So after cleaning the inside of the temple, the devotees and Lord Chaitanya began to clean the residential quarters one after another, all the ashrams.
那把这个贡迪查庙里里外外包括 Kirtan 的这个大厅都已经清扫了干净之后呢奉献者们就开始去清扫周围的住宅区
And after collecting all the straw, the dust, the grain of sand in one place, Lord Chaitanya took everything into one cloth and throw it outside the temple.
那么就是如切塔尼亚马哈帕布就把这些草呀、土呀、还有沙粒呀，全部都集中到一个地方，然后他拿了他的一块布，就是他的衣服吧，就把所有的这些垃圾全部都收集起来，然后扔掉。
So the hundreds of devotees did the same thing. They gathered whatever they claimed.And then put it in a cloth and throw it outside the temple.
那么这几百位奉献者也照着主持丹尼尔马哈帕布的样子，用他们的衣服把这些沙土啊、那些草啊，全部都把它裹起来，然后扔掉。Excuse me, when you say cloth, you mean the clothes or it's just a cloth, a piece of
cloth? Yeah, a piece of cloth.
就是一块布。
Then Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, I know how hard you've been working by seeing the amount of dirt that you have collected.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就说，看你们搜集了多少的尘土、沙粒这些垃圾，我就知道你们干活有多辛苦。
But doesn't matter how big the pile of dirt was from the devotees' collection, Lord Chaitanya's pile was always bigger.
但是呢，不管奉献者们，的这些，土尘有多少，足切塔尼亚马哈帕布的那一堆尘土呢，总是比他们的更大。
So the devotees were thinking, "That's it, we're done. The job is finished."
然后这时候奉献者就想呢，那我们终于清扫完毕了。
The Lord Chaitanya says, I'm going to show you more places where you should clean.
那主切塔尼亚马哈巴布就对奉献者们说，现在我告诉你，我要给你们看还有哪些地方要清扫的。
So the Lord Chaitanya went back inside the temple and showed the devotees, now we have to clean again.
那这个时候呢，主就进入了这个庙里面，然后对奉献者说，现在我们要再一次进行第二次扫除。
Because when you clean a place, you may clean what you see with your own eyes, but then there are much finer piece of dust, finer piece of straws and sand.
因为你做那个大扫除的时候，一开始是把你眼睛能够看到的那些比较粗的这些垃圾啊，先清扫出去了。但是呢，你再仔细看一看，还有一些非常细小的这些尘土几乎看不见的，还有一些草啊，那要把那些也都把它清扫干净。
So they actually cleaned the entire temple twice.
所以呢，就等于就是他们把这个庙里里外外的清扫了两遍。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied.
那这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就非常的满意了。
But while this temple was being cleansed for the second time,
那么当第二次他们开始清扫这个庙宇的时候，
another group of devotees began to arrive with big clay pots full of fresh water.
那么第二次清扫结束之后呢，还有一群奉献者，他们用这个水罐存满了水，然后就来到庙里。
And they just waited for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give instruction.
他们就在那里等待着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一声令下。
So when he called for the water to arrive, the devotees line up all the water pots in front of Lord Chaitanya.
所以当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 命令说拿水来的时候，那所有的奉献者就排成一条长队，每一个人手上都拿着装满了水的水罐。
So Lord Chaitanya took some water pots and he began to splash water.In the main temple.
那这个时候呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就拿过奉献者手中的水罐，把那个水洒到主庙里面。
And the water was splashing on the ceiling, on the walls, on the floor, under the altar, all over the place.
那这个水呢，就溅上了天花板，溅到了墙上，溅到了地上，还有这个神坛的周围和下面，到处都是水。
And the devotees began to do the same. You can imagine hundreds of devotees splashing water on the ceiling and the walls. And when the water fell, it was like having a big shower.
所以呢，你就可以想见几百个奉献者一起把这个水 洒到天花板上墙上，那这么多这些水啊就像小溪一样都流下来，那就好像是一次大的沐浴一样。
So when you clean a place, you don't start with the floor, you always start with the ceiling.
所以呢，当你去清扫一个地方的时候呢，就不要从这个地面开始，那永远要从这个天花板。
And then you make your way down, and then you clean the whole room systematically.
那先从天花板开始，然后是墙面，然后是地面，那就这样子呢。就按部就班了，非常有条理的把这个扫除的工作给完成了。
So when we talk about cleaning the altar, we have to remember the altar is empty.
那我们说到那个去清洗神坛的时候，我们要知道这个神坛是空的。
It's a big stone platform.
它就是一块很大的石头石阶。
Lord Jagannath only goes there once a year.
因为那个地方是空着的，这个主加格呢是一年只有在这个节日的时候他在上面待一次。
And we actually wonder when was the last time that temple was being cleansed.
那么这个时候我们可能就会有一个疑问，就是在这之前的最近的一次对这个神庙的大扫除是什么时候发生的呢？
We don't know. This is something that I should actually find out. We don't know if this pastime of the Gundicha temple took place before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. In the previous years, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared.
那么这一段呢，可能我就要去好好的去查找一下资料，才能够知道了。不知道是不是在主陈塔尼亚摩哈帕布显现之前，这个拱地禅庙就已经得到了这个大的清扫。
So the Lord began to wash the platform where Lord Jagannath is supposed to stay.
那么主陈塔尼亚摩哈帕布就开始去清洗神坛上的那块石台，也就是说主加的呢最要站的那个地方。
And the devotees would bring water pot to Lord Chaitanya, and then he would wash and splash water on the altar.
那奉献者呢就把这个水罐传递给陈塔尼亚摩哈帕布，他就把水洒到那个石台上，也就是神坛上面到处洒满了水，然后去冲洗。
There is a very beautiful painting of this pastime.
那么这段逍遥时光呢，有一幅非常美的画。
You see, in the painting, Lord Chaitanya on the platform washing and all the devotees splashing water.
那么在这幅画上面，我们可以看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是在神坛的那个地方在冲洗神坛，然后其他的这个奉献者呢，也把这个水洒到每一个角落。
So you know, everybody likes to play with water.
大家都很喜欢玩水，每个人都喜欢玩水。
Sometimes devotees they begin to they start cleaning a place and then they start throwing water at each other.
那有的时候呢，奉献者开始清洗一个地方，那么洗着洗着就变成互相的洒水，就玩起了水仗。
But here, what the devotees used to do is they bring water to Lord Chaitanya who is cleaning the altar.And they would pour water on his hand, and some devotees would pour water on his lotus feet.
那么现在呢，奉献者也就是纷纷的一罐水一罐水的传递给主陈塔尼亚马哈帕布，但是与此同时，他们也把水呢洒到他的莲花足上，洒到他的手上。
So for the devotees, it was like doing a bathing of Lord Chaitanya.
那么所以对奉献者来说，这个时候呢，就好像是给他们的主，给主陈塔尼亚马哈帕布沐浴一样。
And the water that came out of the body of Lord Chaitanya became like Charanamrita.
那么从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身上流下来的水呢，就好像是 Charanamrita， 就是沐浴过水。
Charanamrita。
Charanamrita 就是好像是沐浴过主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 这个甘露之水一样。
But devotees were very shy in doing this, so they would drain the water that falls off the Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, and then they would hide themselves to drink it.
那奉献者们非常的害羞，他们就偷偷的喝了从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身上流下来的甘露之水，然后呢就藏到一个地方。不让主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看见。
And others would take the water that came from the Lord's body and then they would distribute it to the other devotees.
那还有一些奉献者就把从主的身上流下的水收集起来，然后和其他的奉献者分享派发。
So gradually as the entire temple was being washed,the water was being pushed out the door onto the main roads.
那么这样的整个庙里面呢，都洒满了水。这些水呢，再一点点的把它赶出来，过了这个门槛，然后再把它全部都洒到这个大路上，就是神庙外面的路上。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mopped the rooms with his own cloth.
然后接下来主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就拿着他自己穿的这个衣服开始去擦这个庙了。
And he polished the altar with his own cloth.
他用他的自己的这个衣服呢把这个神坛擦亮。
And in this way, all the rooms felt very fresh and very clean.
那这样呢所有的这个房间呢就变得非常的清新一尘不染。
And everyone has the experience that when you clean your own room or when you clean your own apartment, you feel much better.
那大家其实都有这份体验。如果你把你自己住的房间或者是这个一所待的这个地方擦洗干净、清洗干净之后，你的心情都会好很多。
Sometimes we are lazy cleaning the house.
有的时候呢，我们很懒惰。不愿意搞卫生。
But once we get into it and we get the brooms and the buckets and we start cleaning and we finish, we sit down and we look around and we feel much more peaceful.
那么如果我们还是让自己拿起这个笤帚，拿起这个水桶、抹布，那开始来清洗打扫房间的时候，那么完全都打扫完了，我们坐下来，然后在这样的一个干净的这个地方呢，就会觉得。非常的平静安宁。
So in this case, when the devotees finished cleaning the temple, they felt that their mind was as clean as the temple.
那么在这个逍遥时光里，当奉献者们做完了这个大扫除之后呢，他们就觉得他们的内心也好像这个庙宇一样那么的干净。
And the devotees felt that the temple being clean.Was revealing the presence of the Lord.
那么就是奉献者们都感到对这个庙宇的这个清洗，就象征着这个主的出现临在。
So the water came from a nearby lake.
那么这个水是从附近的一个湖运过来的。
When you walk down the road past the Gundicha Temple, you arrive at a very big.Water tank, a lake called Indrajumna Lake.
那么如果说呢，你沿着路往下走，经过了Gundicha庙之后，你就会来到一个湖，那个湖里有很多的这个水，这个湖呢就叫Indrajumna湖。
So the devotees were creating a line, a chain of humans from the lake with water pots and bringing the water into the temple.
那么奉献者们呢就排成一条长队，然后从这个 Indrajumna 湖一直到这个Gundicha庙，然后呢他们就这样传递着这个水，用这个水罐传递的水从这个湖一直到这个。
So these water pots were coming by the hundreds into the temple.
所以呢这个所有的这些水罐呢有几百上千。这样源源不断地运到庙里。
And when one water pot was being empty, one devotee would take it out, fill it up again, and bring it back in.
那么当一个水罐里的水用完之后，就一定有一个奉献者把这个水罐拿出去，到这个神庙里面，到那个湖里面装满了水， 再一次循环再运过来。
And because there were so many water pots being handled, and these water pots were made of clay, sometimes they would collide and break.
那因为有这么多不计其数的这个水罐，然后这些水罐又是泥制的、陶土制的，所以有的时候水罐和水罐之间呢就撞到了一起，就破了、碎了。
So they would bring new clay pots.
那这样他们又运来新的水罐。
If you stand outside the Jagannath temple even today, you will see people bringing big clay pots all day go inside the temple.
那么就是如果你今天你到这个 Jagannath 神庙外面的话，你要是在那待上一天，你都可以看到一整天都有人们拿着一罐的这个 prasada， 就是。就是源络绎不绝的进入到这个神庙，就是食物啊，就是还没供奉过的。They go to the temple to offer, or they
bring empty clay pots so they can be filled out with the mahaprasadam. Then they distribute the mahaprasadam. They don't use those clay pots again. They have to bring new ones all the time.
那我刚才讲的不太对，就是说你是空的那个土罐。就是这个陶罐泥罐子啊，然后一个一个的源源不断的进入到这个庙里面，然后就是装满了主 Jagannath 的 Mahaprasada， 然后再派发给去庙里的人。那用过的这个罐子是不能再重复再用了，就扔掉了，所以就是有新的这个罐子就源源不断的进到那个庙里去。
So some devotees would bring clay pots.
那有的奉献者呢就是会拿来这个干净的陶罐。
Some devotees would wash the temple with the clay pots.
有的奉献者呢就拿这个罐子装了水来清洗这个庙。
But everybody was engaged in chanting Hare Krishna.
那所有的人呢都在唱诵着，高声的唱诵着 Hare Krishna.
And there was no discussion taking place between devotees.
而且呢，奉献者之间呢都是一言不发，他们非常专注在。
Whenever they wanted to say something, they would just say Krishna, Krishna.
他们想要说什么，要示意对方的时候，他们就只是说 Krishna, Krishna.
So if a devotee needed a clay pot, he would say Krishna, Krishna. The devotee would bring the clay pot, he would say Krishna, Krishna.
那一个奉献者他要罐子的时候呢，他就说 Krishna Krishna。那一个奉献者去传递这个罐土罐的时候呢，他也会说 Krishna Krishna。
So in this way, everybody was chanting Hare Krishna while cleansing the Gundicha temple.
那也就是说呢，这样的话呢，所有的奉献者在清洗这个 Gundicha 庙的时候，都一直不断的在唱诵着 Hare Krishna。
So this became a big event because there's so much going on, and in the middle of all this happening, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting Hare Krishna so nicely, and he is working harder than everybody else.
所以呢，就是这样的一番盛景，几百个奉献者一直在清洗着拱地下的这个庙宇，而且到处都是 Hare Krishna 的唱诵的声音，在所有的人中间，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢。是干的最努力最辛苦的那一个，而且与此同时他不断的在唱诵着 Hare Krishna 主。
And while he was cleaning the temple, he would also supervise the other devotees.
那他不仅他自己在清扫，而且与此同时呢，他还看着所有的其他的奉献者，监督着其他的奉献者。
And when he saw a devotee doing very nice service in cleaning, he would praise that devotee. If he saw someone who was not working hard, he would immediately chastise that devotee.
那他就会观察每一个奉献者，如果看到哪一个奉献者就是这个做得非常的努力的话，他立刻就会赞美他。然后如果看到你有哪个奉献者有点偷懒的话，他就会立刻的斥责他。
So then he would tell the devotee who has done very well, he said, you have done very nicely, now you teach others how to clean the same way as you are cleaning.
然后他呢看到有一些奉献者干得特别的出色的，就要求他说，你现在也教其他的奉献者照着你的样子干。
So when the devotees heard this, they became ashamed because they thought, well, it looks like I am not doing very good work.
那大奉献者听到只向天马哈帕布对他这样说的时候呢，就觉得非常的不好意思，因为他们觉得这是只向天马哈帕布在说他好像做得不够好。
So they became even more attentive how to clean the temple.
所以呢，他们就更加仔细的、认真的在清洗这个庙宇了。
They went into the storage room and cleaned the storage room.
他们就进入了储藏室，然后开始去整理。
They went to clean the whole kitchen.
然后包括那个厨房，他们也去打扫。
They cleaned everywhere. They even cleaned the courtyard outside.
那所有的地方一个不落的都清洗清扫了，甚至包括外面的庭院。
So the whole place was washed inside out.
所以呢，整个的这个地方就是里里外外都得到了清洗。
Then one devotee from Bengal came close to Lord Chaitanya.
那么这个时候呢，有一个来自于孟加拉的奉献者就来到了主 Chaitanya。
And he began to pour water on Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
他开始把水浇灌在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花足上。
And he drank the water.
然后他把这个水给喝了。
He kept everything to himself.
他把这些水呢自己都留起来了，没有跟别人分享。
So Lord Chaitanya looked unhappy, and he was actually upset.
那主持他娘马哈巴布呢就显出不悦的神色，实际上他心里就已经是生气发怒了。
Inwardly Lord Chaitanya was pleased that the devotee was so enthusiastic.
那么就是在心里主持他娘马哈巴布是非常欣喜非常满意的，因为所有的奉献者呢都干得非常的努力。
But externally he showed anger because he wanted to establish proper Vaishnav etiquette.
但是从外在来看，表面上他好像又生气了，他发怒了，因为他是想教给奉献者们恰当的 Vaishnava 礼仪。
So he called for his secretary, Swarupa Damodar, and he says, just see the behavior.Of your Bengali Vaishnavas.
然后他就把 Swarupa Damodar 叫来，对他说：“你看看，你的这个孟加拉 Vaishnava 奉献者的行为。”
So what was the fault?
那么这个错在哪里呢？
Why was Lord Chaitanya angry?
为什么主 Chaitanya 会很生气呢？
Because this person washed the feet of the Lord inside the temple of Krishna.
因为这个人呢，他是在 Krishna 的这个庙里面，在这个庙里面用这个水呢沐浴主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花。
And he drank the water all by himself.
而且他自己把这个沐浴过的这个水都给喝了。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is presenting himself as a sannyasi.
Heard. So.
He is presenting himself as a sannyasi.
那么他呢，就是这个人呢，他就是一副，就是 sannyasi 托钵僧的打扮。
And he is showing the proper behavior of a devotee inside a temple.
那刚才说错了，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他是现在就是一个 sannyasi 托钵僧的这个身份，在教导的。在场的这些所有的奉献者在一个 Krishna 的神庙里面应当怎么做。
And the etiquette is that you don't worship a devotee in front of Krishna.
那么这个 Vaishnava 的这个礼仪呢，正确的这个礼仪就应当就是说你是不能在这个 Krishna 的神庙里面或 Krishna 的神像面前去荣耀一个 Vaishnava 奉献者的。
So Lord Chaitanya is thinking, I am a devotee. I'm not the Supreme Lord. I am a devotee. And this devotee is worshipping me in front of the temple of Krishna. Now this is a big offense. What will happen?
那么因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他觉得自己是一个奉献者而不是至尊主本人，而这个孟加拉来的这个奉献者却在 Krishna 的神庙里面，那么在公众面前呢去崇拜我这样的一个奉献者，这个是一个非常大的冒犯。
So this is a very important point.
那么这个呢是非常的重要的这一点。
Because devotees may not understand why it is such a strong rule.
那奉献者们可能不明白了，就是说这个规矩那么为什么那么的严格。
But according to Vaishnava principles, you don't worship a devotee and you don't even worship a spiritual master in front of the deities.
那么根据这个Vaishnava 的这个原则是不能在神像面前去崇拜崇拜这个一个奉献者，也不能这样去大肆的去崇拜一个灵性导师孤独的。
The Vaishnavas and the spiritual masters should be worshipped outside the temple in a separate room.
那么对于这个 Vaishnava 奉献者还有孤独灵性导师的这个崇拜，应当是在这个庙的外面，在一个单独的房间里面进行崇拜。
So, because the focus is on the deities in the temple.
因为在这个主庙里面呢，大家的这个注意力应当是在神像上。
Now we see in our own ISKCON temple that Srila Prabhupada is being worshipped in the temple room in front of the deities.
那么在我们的 ISKCON 的这个庙里，我们看到的是这样的，就是是在神像的面前，然后呢，奉献者们会崇拜是了 Prabhupada.
And this is never done anywhere else.
那么在别的地方是永远不会这样去做的。
So Prabhupada purposely established that standard.
所以实际上是 Srila Prabhupada 有意的建立了这个规则。
Because he is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
因为他是国际 Krishna 知觉协会的创始者 acharya。
And he wants his presence to always be felt in the temple.
因为他希望奉献者们能够在这个神庙当中永远地感受到他的临在。
It would be very difficult to imagine an atmosphere in any of our temple without Prabhupada being there.
我们很难想象一个没有 Srila Prabhupada 临在的一个神庙。
And the first thing we do when we walk into a temple room in our temples in ISKCON is that we bow down to Srila Prabhupada at his Vyasasan.
那 Srila Prabhupada 的这个 Vyasasan, Srila Prabhupada 是和神像在一起在一个庙里面的。所以呢我们通常进去的时候就是说先向 Srila Prabhupada 做出顶拜。
Srila Prabhupada established that standard purposely so the devotees will always remember who is the founder acharya.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢他有意为之，他建立了这个新的这个规则，就是希望 ISKCON 的所有的奉献者，未来的奉献者们都永远能够牢记住他是 ISKCON国际 Krishna 知觉协会的奠基人。
So Srila Damodar, he grabbed the devotee and then he pushed him outside the temple and he said, you stay outside.
那么 Srila Damodar 呢他就一把抓住了这个奉献者，把他推到了庙外去，说你就在外面待着。
And then he went back inside the temple and he told Lord Chaitanya, please, you know, excuse that devotee, he doesn't know what he's doing.
然后呢他又回到了里面之后呢，就对主持人马哈帕布说，请你原谅那个奉献者，那个奉献者不知道自己在做什么，他不是有意的。
But actually Lord Chaitanya was pleased that this devotee was so enthusiastic to worship him.
但实际上在心里呢，主持人马哈帕布呢是非常欣赏这个奉献者的，这个奉献者以这种方式来崇拜他那么主持人马哈帕布呢还是非常的高兴的。
So, after washing thoroughly the entire temple, Lord Chaitanya asked the devotees to sit in two lines, sitting on the floor in two lines.
那么在把整个的神庙清洗干净之后，主持人马哈巴布让奉献者们坐成两列坐在这个庙里面。
And he began to collect from the devotees all the dirt that they have cleansed.
主持人马哈巴布就亲自的把他们搜集到的那些沙土尘土都给他搜集在一块布里面。
And he said, now I'm going to collect all the dirt from each one of you.
主持人马哈巴布说呢，现在我要把你们每一个人搜集起来的这个土尘呢把它搜集起来了。
And those who have collected the least, they have to pay a fine. And the fine is you have to deliver sweet cake and sweet rice.
那么这个土堆最少的那个奉献者呢，就要接受惩罚。那什么样的惩罚呢？就是去给大家派发甜品，还有甜奶饭。
So the Lord was very humorous in engaging the devotees in cleaning.
所以呢，主就是以这样的幽默的这个方式呢，让大家参与到这个庙宇的清洗之中。
So you can imagine there was so much water flowing out of the temple onto the main road.
所以你可以想象一下，那就像是千万条小溪一样，从庙宇里面清洗出来的这个水，经过这个庙门呢，就流向了庙外的大路。
So after cleaning everything inside, pushing the water out,
当他们清洗了
they clean the roads.
清洗了整个庙，把水这些脏水从神庙里面赶出去，然后他们就开始去清扫庙外的大路了。
And everyone was amazed. How can something like this happen?
那所有的人看到这个情景的时候，都感到非常的诧异。怎么这样的事情怎么会发生呢？
So in this pastime of cleaning the Gundicha temple, of course, there is the physical cleansing that takes place.
那么所以呢，在这个清洗 Gundicha 庙的这段逍遥时光当中，当然一部分就是他们实际的，就是用体力去清洗这个庙了。
And there is the activity of doing service in the temple for the deities.
那么在这里面呢？其实又说明了奉献者们在庙里面去亲自的服务神像。
But there's a much more significant aspect of this pastime.
但是在这个逍遥时光里面，其实还有更为重大的意义。
And that's the cleansing of the heart.
这就是，就是内心的净化过
程。So there is quite a lengthy purport by Srila Prabhupada.
那么在这里呢，希拉帕帕写了一个非常长的要旨。
That discusses the cleansing of the heart.
在这个要旨当中，希拉帕帕讲到了如何的清洗自己的心灵。
And we will discuss this next week.
那么下一周呢，我们再详细的来讲。
Right. Hold on a second. Next week.
我们看一看下周是什么时候。
Next week it's the seminar.
下周我们的一个系列的讲座就开始了。
Anyway, we'll see. Okay, so we'll stop here.
好，我们今天的讲课呢就到这里，然后我们来看一下奉献者们有没有什么问题。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
暂时我们还没有问题。我们稍等一下。
We need to wait for.You mean it? When Lord Chaitanya pushed this Vaishnava devotee outside of the temple, did he explain to the devotees why?
Of course. He didn't. So the mother of it.
那就是我刚才问题，昨天马哈帕布把那个 Vaishnava 孟加拉的奉献者把他请出庙之后，庙外，他有没有跟奉献者来解释是为什么他这样做呢？那这个 Swarupa Damodar 也就是他的秘书给大家解释了为什么要这样做。Okay, a question is when we cleanThe temple, sometimes we may touch the deities. Is it offensive or not?
Well, there are different ways to clean the temple. The deities should be cleaned separately.
那么清洗这个神庙的话，有这个不同的方法。那么在你这个清洗这个神坛的时候，这个神像呢，它也得这个就是单独的清洗。这个神坛应该是一个单独的。
There are different parts to a temple room.
就是这个庙呢，它有不同的部分。
And normally the deities are being handled separately.
那么通常来说，这个 神像呢得要单独的去照顾。
Anyone can clean the temple, but only the pujari can clean the area of the deities.
那么就是这个神庙的这个其他的这个部分，一般人都是可以清洗的，但是神坛的这个部分是由 pujari 单独来做的，也就是说清洁这个神坛呢是 pujari 专门来做，一般人是不能随便动的。
And,
所以他会特别的用特他的方法，特别的方法去照顾。
And when we clean the temple, we have to first take a shower and wear clean clothes.
还有一个就是说，清洗这个神庙的时候，你就必须得要先沐浴，换上干净的这个衣服才开始清洁。
Even if we're going to get dirty again.
就算是清洗的过程中，然后又脏了，但是也得要这样沐浴了，穿上干净的衣服。
But in our situation, we shouldn't wait to clean the temple once a year. We should clean it on a regular basis.
但是呢，作为我们来说，我们不能一年才清洗这么一次啊。这个神庙应该是经常去清洗的。好，下一个问题，请问我们在神像面前崇拜 Tusi 也是冒犯吗 ？Is it offensive to worship Tusi Devi in front of the deities？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是冒犯。
There's no problem worshipping Tulsi. The reason why the devotees don't worship Tulsi in front of the deities is because the time that they worship Tulsi, it's the time for the deities to get changed, bathed and dressed.
那我们在这个神庙里面看到，好像这个崇拜 Tulsi 的时候是跟那个崇拜那个神像分开的，帘子也是拉起来的，好像是单独在崇拜，但实际上并不是这样的，完全可以在神像面前崇拜 Tusi， 只是因为这个时间上的缘故，因为崇拜 Tusi 的那个时间正好就是 Pujari 呢去给神像沐浴穿戴新的一天的那个衣服的那个时间，所以那个神坛的帘子是关上的。
Okay, so Sati Mataji, I have another question. Krishnanam, okay. Krishnanam.
Krishnanam 有问题，但是我现在还没有看见。OK， 看见了。清洗神庙的时候，奉献者一定要先沐浴，穿上干净的衣服，去奉献者。家联谊的时候让奉献者清洗厕所清洁马桶，这算冒犯吗？When we clean the temples, the devotees need to take a bath first and put on clean clothes. So if we go to a devotee's home to have association, the host may ask the devotees to clean the toilet or the bathroom. Is it offensive?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 那个 Krishna Nama 他不说他那个不是问题，然后后面那个是另外一个奉献者的问题。
对，去奉献者家联谊的时候让奉献者清洗厕所和清洁马桶，这算冒犯吗？这个是来自于另外一个奉献者的一个问题。
Okay,
this is not Krishna Nam's question, another devotee's question. Krishna Nam, just to repeat or comment what you just said. When we clean the temple, we need to put on clean clothes.
Okay.
But another devotee asked to clean the toilet, asked devotees, the guests to clean the toilet.
Now, if you are invited in someone's home, you should not be asked to clean the toilet.
他说如果你作为客人去到一个人家里面做客的话，显然是主人是不适合叫你去这个厕所里面打扫厕所，清洁。
When you receive a devotee in your home, you should worship those devotees.
那因为你在家里面去招待一个奉献者客人的时候，你应当去崇拜他才对，很尊贵的客人。
But there may be a situation where the house where you're going, it's the place where everybody meets all the time.
但是有的时候也有这样的例外，就是说你去做客的那个奉献者的家，其实可能那天正好就是大家联谊聚会的 地方。
And the devotees may want to get together to organize a cleaning of the whole house. So maybe one devotee will be allocated to clean the bathroom and the toilet.
那么大家可能就是好些奉献者要组织起来一起把这个地方也就是某一个奉献者的家要把它打扫干净那可能其中有一两个奉献者就分配到这样的任务要去卫生间清洗厕所清洁马桶嗯，那这是一个例外就不能算是冒犯 OK
I remember when I was in New Bhakta the temple president told me
那我记得我当时还是一个新来的一个 Bhakta 新奉献者的时候这个庙长呢就跟我说
I asked the temple president what is the secret for spiritual advancement
我就问这个庙长说那个在灵性道路上取得进步的秘诀是什么
He said there are two places where you can make a lot of spiritual advancement
然后他就告诉我有两个地方在这两个地方你可以获得巨大的进步
One is in the kitchen scrubbing the pots
第一个就是在厨房里面去刷锅
And the other one is in the toilet scrubbing the floor
还有一个就是到这个卫生间里面呢去擦洗卫生间的地面
And I remember devotees, they used to hide the broom and the cleaning equipment so they would be the only one to clean.
我记得那个时候奉献者就把这个什么抹布啊、笤帚啊、簸箕都给他藏起来然后呢要自己独占那份服务打扫卫生的服务。
Okay.
好。
So we finish now.
好我们现在就讲到这里。
Thank you very much.
非常的感谢大家。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, clean the Gundicha temple ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kesha Desh Yatra ki jai, Mid Autumn Festival ki jai,
we have passed,
National Holiday coming up ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo,
Vaikuntha Jin, 服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天那这一段就讲完了。今天我们讲的是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Madha Lila 中篇逍遥的第十二章清洗拱地恰神庙。我们现在呢讲的是第二部分，然后下一周会开始讲第三部分。感谢大家的聆听，祝大家度过一个充满 Krishna 智慧的一天。 Hare Krishna